2.
Thank you.
You're back in the day, in a bit of midweek malarkey. 2 weeks in a row. Think I'll make a habit of this. This week's malarker, well, like I said last week, he's no stranger whatsoever to providing playlists to the den, especially for the midweek malarkey show. No, none other than Mr. Andy Gillen, who back on February the 6th hit the bright old age of 60 into his seventh decade. Work that one out, Gillen. You're such an old man. Really, really old. I mean, seriously, Keith Richards looks up to you for wisdom. That's saying a lot in itself. Andy did the needful, sent me in his playlist of tunes, 25 to 30, or in this case, it was actually 49. Because there's two playlists, there'll be another one in a couple of weeks. Part 2. That's part 2 for those of you, shall we say, not knowledgeable about Francais. Anyway, you just heard Rush, the spirit of radio. Kicking off this week's malarkey, Deep Purple, Highway Star, and sandwiched in the middle, or sarnied in the middle as we say, Led Zeppelin. Whole Lot of Love, Andy says it reminds him of Top of the Pops. Yeah, it reminds me a bit of Top of the Pops, although that version was a bit of Led Zeppelin, and what sounded like Jethro Tull playing over the top of it. Some dude playing a flute. I suppose like here in Northern Ireland there could be any God's amount of dudes playing the flutes. However, I digress and we shall move on. Coming up in a couple of moments, going all the way back to March 1980, Triumph had just released the album Progressions of Power. You're about to hear the tune Nature's Child. Before that, 45 years ago on the 19th of February, 1980 that was, saw the passing, very untimely passing, of the late great Bon Scott. A lot of people didn't know where AC/DC were going to go from there. We all know how that story finished up. Andy said he turned up at school, complete with a black armband on, to commemorate Bond's death. His teacher couldn't understand what the black armband was about, argued with him, and Andy refused to take it off. Wonder how many clips round the lug hole that got him. But anyway, Andy ironically sent me that message while I was in work. As a lot of you know, I work in a school, and I just gave a kid a bollocking for having his mobile phone out, and then proceeded to take my phone out of my pocket to reply to Andy. What a hypocrite. So, this show's actually going out on the 19th of Feb, which will be the 45th anniversary of Bond's passing. Andy chose this tune from the album Let There Be Rock. This is AC/DC. Go Die.
Baby, I like to do things to me, I listen to what the wind do.
people make it and others don't try. They seem happy to live out a lie. I'm right here on my own. Me, I'm a gambler and I'll pay for my sin. I've been there and I'm not back again. Just gotta stay.
UFO, looking out for number one, following on from Rory Gallagher. Double Vision, there's a version of that on YouTube, filmed at the Ulster Hall, all the way back on the 5th of January 1984, which Andy claims to have been there. Andy claims a lot of things. He's claimed to have bought me at least one pint, which no one believes because A, he doesn't have a receipt, and B, there's never a witness there to see it. So, you see Andy, you can't get out of this, mate. You owe me a pint. Or four. Anyhow, let's move on. Coming up in a couple of moments, we have Bruce Dickinson, Many Doors to Hell. Prior to that, any excuse to play Sabotage, I'll take it. Here they are with the classic Hall of the Mountain King.
We
from the album Number of the Beast, that was Iron Maiden, Children of the Damned, following on from Saxon, the title track of their most recent album, Hell, Fire and Damnation. Looking forward to catching them here in Belfast, November the 4th, 2025. Something significant about that date. I wonder will Gillan buy me a pint that night. Anyway, moving on. Up next on his playlist, well, if you want to go make a cup of tea, if you don't like this song, you have plenty of time. This is Rainbow, Stargazer.
Hi! sad man don't.
Fallbeat, Sad Man's Tongue, following on from Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Wonder anybody ever make a song called Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Anyway, before Black Sabbath, we had the now much missed Baleful Creed. From their last album, The Lowdown, South Gate of Heaven. Andy and myself, huge fans of the band, give John Allen plenty of stick over the years. Maybe we should continue doing that, just to keep him on his toes. Right, final four tunes of this playlist. Well, not really final four, final segment of four. We have coming up in a couple of moments some Scorpions, closely followed by Def Leppard. Kicking off his final segment of four, this is Whitesnake from the album Slider In. I've gone with the US version of this one. This is Gambler.
We'll be right back. ever since it all began. A woman and an old man. What happened to the world in which we're living? We take when all this time we could be giving. And I ask myself each day, where did we go wrong? And I wonder when I pray, where did we go wrong? Ever since it all began,
the way back to 1997. If memory serves me correctly, Gary Moore and the album Dark Days in Paradise. Where did we go wrong? Bringing us almost to an end. The Van de Gillen playlist, part one. I don't know how many playlists he's done, folks. Easily in the four numbers, you'd think. Thanks once again to Andy for going out on a limb to send me in his playlist. He does this all the time, folks. As I said last week, he is a huge supporter of the show. Shout out to lovely Julie. Haven't seen you in a while, missus. Hope all's well with you and with Chelsea. And of course, the obligatory bark out to Jax. Haven't seen him in a while either. Wonder how he's doing. Must look as old as Gillen does now, if you go by dog ears. Right, the midweek malarkey. Say this every week, simplest thing in the world to do. You want your fave tunes, but it'll be current fave, all-time fave, some theme, maybe a joint playlist, whatever. Pick 25 to 30 songs and write them out on a list. Take a picture of the list and attach it to an email, or simply put the list in the email and send to davy_65@hotmail.com. Or else go on Facebook and use the Messenger app. Include in your list, this part isn't necessary, little anecdotes about songs, stories, memories, dedications. Do add a bit about yourself, your significant other, and what sprogs and grand sprogs you may have. Tell me roughly where you live and a rough description of your job. Anything else you'd like to share, feel free. All very, very simple. If you've done it before, feel free to do it again. And if you haven't, now's your time to break that duck. Get in there, get a playlist sent away. Plenty of people out there love the show. Take part. Send it in. It's very, very simple. That could be you, Petra. Could be Nick Jackson. Could be the Murdoch contingent down there and Mutant Nords. Get your pen and paper out and get writing, folks. I've only got, after this one, three left. As I say, the show only works if people send them in. So, final song of this show. And Andy's went with a kind of cover version. It's come from Michael Schenker and his UFO Years, or My UFO Years as the album's called. It is technically a cover version because it's not UFO, although Schenker was an integral part in these days. And just by sheer coincidence, this week it was announced that Michael Schenker will be playing here in Belfast. Mandela Hall, I think it's the 16th of May, if memory serves me correctly. It's a Saturday night. I do believe Eric Gromwell will be on vocals. Promises to be a great night. So, finishing off this malarkey part one, this is Michael Schenker Group, or Michael Schenker, I should say, featuring Eric Gromwell on vocals / on guitar and the UFO classic Mother Mary. I'm back the weekend, folks. Until then, please stay safe.